EE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. CBS News projects he is one step closer to the Republican presidential nomination.
For a second week in a row, Donald Trump wins big.
I want to thank everybody. This is a fantastic state. This is a great, great state.
The former president says he will be getting the Republican nomination.
When you win Iowa and you win New Hampshire, they've never had a loss. There's never been. So we're not going to be the first, I can tell you.
But Nikki Haley says she's staying in the race.
This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go.
That includes her home state of South Carolina, which holds its Republican primary in a month. Matt Piper, CBS News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
The U.S. military has again attacked facilities used by Iranian-backed militias in Iraq. CBS's Charlie Dangita has that.
It's in response to repeated attacks, including one just a few days ago on the Al-Assad air base in Iraq, in a sustained missile and rocket bombardment that injured four U.S. service members.
Flooding is almost never a concern for people in San Diego, but recent torrential rains have changed that. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
Fire crews in San Diego say people were caught off guard. Many were trapped. In fact, we know hundreds needed to be rescued, in some cases using boats. There are some powerful images, in fact, of people being taken out on kayaks to higher ground.
The Kentucky gun shop that sold the assault weapon that was used by a 25-year-old man to kill people at a bank in Louisville last April is now being sued by survivors and families of the victims. Their attorney, Tad Thomas.
The shooter used an AR-15 style rifle purchased at River City Firearms to murder five of his colleagues at the bank, wounded eight more people, including responding police officers.
The gunman was shot and killed by police at the scene. People in New York City got to listen to Charles Osgood long before he came to the CBS radio network.
Parachuting disaster on Lake Erie. As many as five feared killed as a light plane hits the WCBS radio tower. And a wave of terrorism in Vietnam. Good morning, this is Charles Osgood, News Radio 88.
A legend in broadcasting and a mainstay at CBS News for 45 years, Charles Osgood died at his home in New Jersey on Tuesday. He was 91. A driver who plowed into a group of police and Los Angeles County Sheriff's recruits on a training run in 2022 has pleaded not guilty to charges of vehicular manslaughter. One recruit was killed and two dozen others were injured, nine of them severely. The driver said he fell asleep at the wheel of his SUV. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers voted to amend a bill to ban abortion after 14 weeks on Tuesday. The amendment allowed exceptions for rape and incest and requires doctors to make reasonable efforts to preserve the life of a fetus during a medical emergency. The bill got a public hearing on Monday where both Democrats and pro-life activists railed against the bill. Governor Evers has said that he would not sign the bill if it made it to his desk. President Biden will be back in town on Thursday. He plans to talk about his administration's efforts to rebuild the nation's infrastructure in Superior. Wisconsin and Minnesota are getting $1 billion to replace the Blatnick Bridge connecting Superior to Duluth, thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure bill. The president's visit comes after Vice President Kamala Harris visited the Waukesha area on Monday. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks have fired their head coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks announcing today that 49-year-old Adrian Griffin is out as the team's head coach just 43 games into his first season in Milwaukee. Griffin hired last June to replace Mike Budenholzer. The announcement a surprise since the team has an overall record of 30-13, 3.5 games behind Boston at the top of the Eastern Conference. ESPN analyst and former player Kendrick Perkins.
The writing has been on the wall since the start of the season, right? When you look at the Bucks' defense, it has been horrible. And the fact of the matter is that Adrian Griffin never had a voice and never had the locker room from the start of training camp. And now we're seeing this happen, which is still surprising.
The Bucs rank in the bottom 10 for defensive play. The word is the team may be interested in 62-year-old Doc Rivers, a former Marquette player, as a replacement. Again, the Bucs firing their head coach today, Adrian Griffin, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and patchy fog in the overnight with lows in the upper 20s, light winds. On Wednesday, fog will persist along with a cloud cover. We could also see some rain, and drizzle and freezing drizzle across the area. Highs in the middle 30s. It's 30 at our studios.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Thank you so very much for joining us. Jane Matt Nair coming to you live from my kitchen, and Greg and Calvin are coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. We do have very slippery conditions around the state, so be careful. If you don't have to, it would be a good thing to stay home. There are still some pretty icy conditions around, so keep that in mind. If you want to join us, 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Or leave a message on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. In about 15 minutes, we're going to talk about Governor Evers' State of the State address tonight. I would like to know, last year when he gave his State of the State address, he said it was going to be 2023 was going to be the year of mental health. So what would you like the governor to target in 2024 if it has to be just one or two things? Is it childcare? Is it guns? Is it school safety? What are things that are top of mind with you? And I'd love to know what you would like to hear Governor Evers talk about tonight during his address. 844-967-2789. I'm going to sidetrack just for a moment, and I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
Like doing the
on
grinny.
Whatever. Like... you know, it would be a beautiful thing.
I think we should do a series of videos of the board lord Calvin B. teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance. All the cool steps that the kids are doing. Because as our resident young person, Calvin, you're really on the dance steps and the moves that the youngsters are doing. Am I right? It's weird to be. I can look at Calvin now. It's great.
I know, through the window. Yeah. I know.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer. Oh. So I don't know.
Well, it's not about good, Calvin.
Teaching people.
No one cares
not about quality.
Good.
We can make this happen.
It's more of a vibe thing. I don't know if it translates to a video. It probably would just look very.
Did you hear that, people?
Very awkward.
Calvin's just about vibes, baby. It's about the vibes, Jane.
Well, we'll never know until we film it, so we'll just have to keep that in the back of our minds.
I think we need to request a film crew.
Oh, that would be great. On our other list of asks, yes. Okay, moving along. We were just talking about fair maps and what that could mean for more competitive districts, and maybe some of our representatives who have been in office for a long time might actually face a challenger who has a chance. And subsequently, this leads me to Glenn Grothman, who has been in the state legislature since 2014. So he's been there for a decade. I don't know any specific things that he has done for his constituents, but he is in the news again. Earlier this month, on January 11th, Wisconsin's own Congressman Glenn Grothman introduced legislation allowing pilots and other civil aviation personnel to report. It used to be UFOs. Now it's UAPs, anomalous phenomena without fear of negative career repercussions.
I didn't know there were repercussions if you said something. That was like, if you're a pilot, like, hey, I saw a little whirling thing of silver. Like, keep that to yourself. I didn't know that.
It's called the Safe Airspace for Americans Act. It requires the administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration to set up procedures and reporting requirements for incidents relating to unidentified anomalous phenomena. It specifically requires civilian aircrew, FAA air traffic controllers, flight attendants, maintenance workers, dispatchers, and airlines to report their UFO encounters to the FAA. He is hoping the need for transparency will better protect the safety and security of American citizens. In a poll from 2019, a Gallup poll from 2019, 68% of Americans surveyed said, quote, the U.S. government knows more about UFOs than it's telling us.
And Glenn Grothman wants to make sure that the whistleblowers are protected.
As you said, Greg, I didn't realize that there were a lot of concerns about repercussions.
Yeah.
If you go to your airline, you know, if you're an airline pilot and you go to American Airlines and say, you guys, I saw something really strange the other night.
I mean this out of all due respect. I'm not trying to make fun of pilots or anybody who do those jobs, especially in the military. But I figured if you said something, they just laughed at you. And I mean that. Like, they're like, oh, sure, Steve. Sure, you did. Okay, cool deal. All right. You know, have a good night. I didn't realize there were such repercussions that required legislation from the foremost Wisconsin congressman that is Glenn Grothman to take on.
Grothman said in an interview with the Journal Sentinel, we've heard from pilots. They're sometimes afraid to report things. They may not know where to report it and may be afraid to report it because then they might be subject to a mental health evaluation, or they're afraid someone's going to say they're crazy. I think more important than giving them a place to report is that they know they're not going to be subject to any negative stuff in their career. So Mr. Grothman does not cite any list of people who have lost their jobs for reporting UFOs, but we're going to make sure it doesn't happen in case it happens.
And I just want to see him. So if you don't know, Glenn Grothman is a prolific tweeter about his escapades and the county, state, and local affairs. He loves a pancake breakfast.
He does love a good breakfast.
He loves a good flapjack. And I gotta say, I just want to see him go to his home constituents, his constituents around the area, and really campaign on this. Because I don't think he has anything else to campaign upon. But he can say, hey, have you seen Little Green Men? Well, now we live in a safe... He's about making safe spaces. That's Glenn Grothman right there. That's growth, man.
Well, as I was researching this a little bit earlier this morning, again, Glenn Grothman wanting to protect people who see UFOs. Okay.
Yeah.
Then I stumbled on another article from Vice, actually from yesterday.
Yeah.
Dr. Sean Kirkpatrick was once in charge of a D.C.-backed agency that its job was to look into claims into unidentified anomalous phenomenon, the new term for UFOs.
Yeah.
He stepped down in December and just now published a letter in Scientific Americans explaining why he quit. Essentially, because congressional leaders believe in conspiracy theories with absolutely no substantial proof. From Dr. Kirkpatrick, quote, our efforts were ultimately overwhelmed by sensational but unsupported claims, ignoring contradictory evidence that captured the attention of policymakers and the public and driving the public narrative. So essentially, the man who was in charge of looking into claims of UFOs and encounters with UFOs basically said it's impossible to do this job because so many Congress people believe in conspiracies theories.
I can't even imagine some of the messages he gets or he used to get. I mean, that's embarrassing.
At least we know.
Yeah, okay. If you believe in the, what are they called now? UA
UAPs.
UAPs, UFOs. If you believe in that stuff, that's fine. Okay, cool. Cool deal. I don't. I have my reasons. I don't want to get into it right now. Or if you want to get into it, 844-967-2789. But you're professional working in the government in a high-ranking position, and you're getting messages from congressmen, elected individuals who are like, I can only imagine what the crazier ones were beyond UAPs. Like we need to examine whether or not this earth is solid, because I've heard it's hollow, full of lizard people in the middle. What are we doing to curtail this?
What are we doing about the lizard people, Greg?
I heard they love crushing taxes and socialist programs. You know, I just can't.
But it's interesting when you bring up about, and we've seen this again, and I think of Representative Chip Roy, who's from Texas, I believe, on the House floor going, I have nothing to go home and campaign on to my constituents.
Yes.
We have done nothing.
Yes.
Just a reminder, this Congress has been the least productive Congress in history, which is really saying something.
I mean, I don't understand. Like, that's the thing. That's the only bit of sympathy I have for individuals. No, I mean, I have sympathy for them for that. It's like, there have to be, even if they disagree with me, if they're like, whatever, you know, they believe completely differently than me or you or whatever, they're still there to do work, and they're still there to go home and take that work home and say, this is what I'm doing for all of you. Yeah, if you can't campaign on anything, you didn't do your homework. You aren't doing your projects. No term papers are being done. Why should we reelect you? Why should you get to go to the next grade?
Well, and again, I look at your elected officials seriously and look at what they have brought back and done for you directly for your district.
Yeah.
What money, what have they done to your, you know, for road improvements, for infrastructure improvements? What have your elected officials done for you lately? And I would love to be among Mr. Grothman's constituents and have him come back with this bill and say, see, I have your best interest at heart. I am going to make sure that if you see a UFO, no one will laugh at you.
Well, to you, Representative Glenn Grothman, we salute you. You are a hero, and we love you. I don't know.
For alien hunters everywhere, you should be good to go.
Yeah,
again,
exactly.
This has not been acted on yet.
Yes,
it has
true.
Only been authored. So we'll see how far along this goes. But good to know. If you see,
if you see something, say something.
Say something. Now there will be an agency you can go to, except the guy who was qualified to run it before quit, because you're all listening to conspiracy theories. But anyway, it's all good. It's all good. When we return, Governor Evers is giving his State of the State address tonight. What would you like to hear him focus on for 2024? 2023, he declared the year of mental health with a lot more emphasis on improving access to mental health treatments. What would you like to see this time around? 844-967-2789. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet, or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Thank you so very much for joining us. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mach, and the Slide C on the board. You can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you would like to join us, if you want to take a look at my kitchen, you can watch on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and you can leave a comment there as well. Tony Evers will be delivering his State of the State address tonight. It starts at 7 o'clock. You can watch it on PBS Wisconsin. You can also watch it. It'll be streaming on wisi.org, which is a really, it's a great asset to use if you've never checked it out. They stream all kinds of things and all kinds of hearings coming from the state capitol. So if you want to watch the State of the State speech tonight, that is where you can catch it. Last year, Tony Evers focused on 2023 as the year of mental health. We're asking you, what would you like to see the focus be this year? 844-967-2789.
Angie from Monroe, listening on WMDX, says that she wants to hear about the year of freedom for women.
Bravo, Angie.
Absolutely, especially what the GOP is cooking up right now in the face of the State of the State with the new proposed abortion ban on 14 weeks. I mean, I don't know. I just don't like State of the State for a moment aside. I just don't understand this point of motivation, because you have Justice Janet voted in with an overwhelming majority. You have these sorts of abortion bans just failing at the polls. And yet they're going to they want to say, if the people say yes, we're going to try to do it. I don't think the people are going to say yes by referendum. I think you're going to see the same thing you always see with these hot button issues that most people agree with. Marijuana, people want it. Gun control, people want it. Abortion, they want access to it. I don't see how the GOP wins.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I go back to Kamala Harris was in Waukesha County yesterday. She was in Big Bend.
Yeah.
And yesterday was the anniversary of the passing of Roe versus Wade, mm-hmm. which legalized a woman's right to get an abortion in this country. And of course, that was overturned by Dobbs in the summer of 2022. And Todd Alba was talking about that on his program. And sometimes I wonder if we talk about it too much, the issue of abortion and the ramifications of what these various laws around the country are doing. And then I heard this very nice woman call into Todd's show yesterday, and she said, no one is asking a pregnant woman whose baby has died to carry it full term. And Todd said, essentially, yes, they are.
Yeah.
And there are states where there are no exceptions for anything, not for rape, not for incest, and not for the life of the mother. So if your child you are carrying dies at 3 months or 4 months, if that child is removed, that is technically an abortion, and therefore you have to carry the child to term, even though the child is dead. And I think it's important that we keep talking about it for that nice woman who called in yesterday, who genuinely did not know.
Yeah.
She genuinely did not know that.
Because they do not make their, because they come out with absolutely no lines of, there's no compromise. Even if they were to say, all right, life of the mother, fine, you can have it. But they don't. But they also don't say anything until it comes to court, like in Texas, and they're forcing this woman to leave the state, and they're threatening any doctors who will help her. And now it's just, and you have individuals like this wonderful lady who doesn't understand, because yeah, of course they're not making women carry the babies, but they are, And that's why we need more education and more talking about it. I'm sure Dr. Lyle would be like, we got to talk about it every day. Open the day up, close the day out. Let's talk about it.
It's just important that people are clear on what these restrictions mean for people in the real world and the ramifications that they're having in the real world for women who are alive now. And I go back to another case in Texas where a woman was refused medical treatment because she was having issues with her pregnancy. She lost the child. They wouldn't treat her. She lost the child and she became infertile because of that. Mm-hmm. And therefore she was not allowed to take part in a lawsuit against the state of Texas because she was no longer fertile. She no longer had any interest in the case. What an insult.
Yeah.
Yeah. What an insult. It's astonishing to me. 844-967-2789. Stephen from Green Bay is joining us. Good morning, Stephen. Thank you so much. What did you want to say?
I have a couple of things I need to say. So have either one of you had a string of unfortunate events happen close to each other and you're just like, why me?
Yeah. You know, sure. Here and there, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Well, I seem to be having that. I do DoorDash for a living. And today I locked myself out of my car while I was running. And then the other day I was at the store and my zipper broke that my wallet was in. So I had to break into my own zipper on my jacket. So that's just been my luck lately. With that being said, I was actually, I heard that woman that called on Todd's show yesterday. And I was actually sharing my story of my wife who had a miscarriage and she had to get it surgically removed. And then after that horrible dilemma, was told that she had an abortion, which by definition, they weren't lying, but it's still horrible for someone to go through that trauma and then have to hear that on top of that when she fully wanted to carry that baby to term.
Sure.
Here's the thing. We have to realize in this country that my wife is just one of thousands of people that this is happening to. And at this point, if you're okay with that happening to a woman, I have some serious questions for you as a human being. Because I watched my wife, it destroyed her. To this day, when I bring it up, she still gets emotional about it. And I don't think you fully understand the impact it has on these people, not only physically, but emotionally. That is scar and baggage that she will probably carry for the rest of her life.
Oh, Stephen, and you've shared this with us before, and I did hear you when you were talking to Todd yesterday. We're so sorry for your loss and what you and your wife have gone through and that she is still struggling with this. That's just, it's not right and it's not fair, and my heart goes out to you. Thank you so very much for sharing, and again, we're going to keep talking about this because I think it's important to clarify for people the real-world ramifications of real women who are on the ground. Yeah. We have a text from Jake from Milwaukee who says pro-life is a lie. Look at what other things these people support. I do believe that pro-life people for the most part are very well-intentioned.
Yeah.
I do. I believe they're very well-intentioned, but I believe that they are misinformed.
And sheltered. Sometimes sheltered.
And potentially sheltered. Yeah. So again, thank you for calling, Stephen. Thank you for texting. When we return, the Oscar nominations are out. The Razzie nominations are out. And we remember a wonderful, wonderful director who directed a couple of my favorite films. That's all on the way. News is next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. CBS News projects Donald Trump has won the New Hampshire primary. CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell says it was a broad-based victory.
No Republican candidate has ever won the first two states and then not secure the nomination. According to our CBS News exit polls, Trump was strong across many demographic groups. He won men and women and white and non-whites and across age groups.
Nikki Haley came in second, but she says she'll stay in the race. The next contest, scheduled for about a month from now, in her home state of South Carolina. Attack Americans and you will feel the wrath of America's military might, says CBS's David Martin.
A day after striking targets in Yemen, the U.S. bombed three locations in Iraq used by Iranian-backed militias for their attacks against American troops.
Torrential rains have caused flooding in parts of San Diego. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
According to FEMA, just 1 inch of floodwater can cost about $25,000 in damage.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers delivered his State of the State address Tuesday night. He said that in order to address the state's workforce challenges, the legislature needs to address the child care crisis in Wisconsin. He has repeatedly called on Republicans to invest state dollars into child care providers across the state. Without it, he said that over 2,100 child care centers across the state may soon close. A new study says more people graduated from college between 2010 and 2020 and increased their earnings by $14 trillion. People are doing better across society, but some racial groups still lag.
What we have here is a race in which everybody is running faster, but no group is really changing their position in the race.
Tony Carnival heads the Georgetown University Center that did the study. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and patchy fog in the overnight with lows in the upper 20s, light winds. On Wednesday, fog will persist along with a cloud cover. We could also see some rain, freezing rain and drizzle and freezing drizzle across the area. Highs in the middle 30s. It's 30 at our studios.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel.
Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
and welcome to Matt Mayer On Air. Thank you so very much for joining us. Jane Mantner, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff is on the board. And you can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Or if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can leave a comment there as well that we will see. We're going to move on in just a little bit, but we were talking about Governor Evers' State of the State address tonight. It's at 7 o'clock. You can watch it on PBS Wisconsin or catch it on wisi.org if you want to watch it on the stream. And we were asking you what you would like to see the governor focus the next year on. Last year, 2023, was the year of mental health. What would you like to see 2024 be? Angie, was it from Monroe, Greg, had said, make it the year of listening to women.
Freedom for women.
Freedom for women.
Yes.
Texter from the 608 says, to jump off Greg's point, why not make 2024 the year of listening to everyday Wisconsinites? New maps in an election year, do what the voters are asking for. Medicaid expansion, restoring Roe versus Wade, fix the roads, allow for some child care options, etc. Yeah, how about listening to your constituents year?
We have ideas.
844-967-2789. Karina from Milwaukee has been patiently waiting on the line. Good morning, Karina. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Guys, I work for healthcare, and my wish and what I really want to happen and what needs to be happened, that the healthcare regulations and rules and everything what has to be with the healthcare decisions have to start being done by healthcare providers, not administrators and politicians. They don't know primitive biology, and they making the rules and they making their laws on based of no knowledge, not even deep knowledge. Because if you're saying that I cannot do abortion if my child is unfortunately dead inside me, it can happen at any point of a pregnancy. This is a sadism. This is a true sadism to your own people. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I appreciate that, Karina. Thank you very much. I don't disagree with you, and I can go back to, is it 4 or 5 years ago when we had a number of, again, specifically Republican lawmakers talking about rape, and there was one who said a woman's body can just shut it down. If you get pregnant after a rape, your body, a woman's body just rejects it, and you won't get pregnant after you're raped. I mean, Karina's not wrong in as far as some of these people lacking even basics of biology.
I mean, let's not forget, too, I was reminded today that former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker once said that if a woman was impregnated via essentially rape or incest, it'd be just a couple of weeks and then she'd be
fine.
It'd be a couple of weeks of just, you know, processing that. And then after that, it'll be fine.
It's all good.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry, ladies. Your body's got it. Scott Walker told you so.
You'll get over it.
Yeah.
You'll just get over it.
Yeah. Why just stop being so emotional about it.
Yeah, I know. We do tend to get emotional when it comes to our own bodily autonomy and stuff like that. We're crazy that way. We're just crazy that way. All right, we're gonna move on for a different form of outrage. Let's talk about first of all, before we get to the Oscar nominations, I do want to recognize director Norman Jewison,
yes,
who died at the age of 97. But he was a very, very acclaimed director. He did In the Heat of the Night, which was a groundbreaking film with Rod Steiger and, I believe, Sidney Poitier.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it was groundbreaking.
Watch that movie.
It dealt with racism. Steiger was a white, racist, small-town sheriff. Sidney Poitier was a black detective from Philadelphia. He did not win the Oscar for that, but he did win Oscars for Moonstruck, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. And he also won for Fiddler on the Roof. And I thought it was so funny. He said, yep, I won for Fiddler, for directing Fiddler on the Roof, which I love that movie. He said, but I'm pretty sure they gave it to me because they thought I was Jewish, because his last name is Jewison, and he's not Jewish.
You know, one of the things that I always will highly respect about Norman Jewison is that he had every intention of making a full biopic about Malcolm X before Spike Lee. And he had everything in line, and Spike Lee found out, and he went to Norman Jewison and he said, look, I need to make this movie. This is a story that can only be told from our point of view. I had, you know, and Norman Jewison said, you are absolutely right. You make the movie. And he did. And I feel like, you know, that was in the 90s. And that was an amazing, you know, humility saying, yes, you are right. You are correct. I feel like if something was even attempted to do that today, the internet would explode with all sorts of people being so offended, like why can't he tell a story and blah, blah, blah. But Norman Jewison stood back and said, you know what? You are right, sir.
You take it.
And you take it. So I love him. And I love Moonstruck. Snap out of it.
Yeah. Oh, one of the greatest. That is one of those movies, along with Fiddler on the Roof, that no matter when it's on, yeah, I will watch the entire thing.
You're thinking of Dancing right now, aren't you? Just...
Oh, God, I could probably do most of the lines. I just love that movie so very, very much. Norman Jewison, gone at the age of 97. You will be missed, and thank you for all of your work. Current Oscar nominations were announced this morning. Yes. Among the nominees for Best Picture, I haven't even heard of a bunch of these.
Okay.
American Fiction.
Oh, that one, I really want to see that. Jeffrey Wright can do no wrong, in my opinion. And Sterling K. Brown, the same movie. Yes, I'm going to see that movie very soon.
Okay, Anatomy of a Fall.
No idea.
The Zone of Interest?
Oh, wait, Anatomy of a Fall, I believe that's the one with Emma Stone that she just won a Golden Globe for.
No, that was Poor Things.
I think. You're right. Sorry, everybody.
That's nominated too. Poor Things is nominated. The Holdovers, which you have said that Greg is wonderful.
Just top notch. Watch it.
Killers of the Flower Moon, mm-hmm. Past Lives, Poor Things, Oppenheimer, The Zone of Interest, Maestro, which I will confess, and the next time we have Matt Miller on from onmilwaukee.com, I'll have to ask him about this. I was bored out of my mind by that movie.
You know, that was one of those, this is a movie that on paper you look at, Bradley Cooper spent years preparing for this.
Like 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, from learning how to conduct an orchestra to just the movements, the voice, getting to know the family, writing, directing, and people are like, okay. Like, no, I don't know anybody who's blown away by it. I mean, I do want to watch it. It looks interesting, but yeah, it's definitely not the box office or the critical darling that I think they were hoping it to be.
It's much less interesting than you think. I'm sorry, Bradley Cooper. I know you've spent a lot of time and everything, but I tried. I stuck with it for like 50 minutes, and after that, I was done. Yeah. And then, of course, Barbie, also among the Best Picture nominees. Among the nominees for Best Director, Jonathan Glazer, as you mentioned, The Zone of Interest. Mm-hmm. Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things. Christopher Nolan from Oppenheimer, yep. Martin Scorsese, Killers of the Flower Moon, and Justin Triet, Anatomy of a Fall.
Yeah.
You're okay with all of those?
I saw Oppenheimer. It was good. I have my thoughts on it.
It was long.
It was very long. Very, very long. Killers of the Flower Moon, also another, that's like almost 4 hours, and I need to like be in a place to watch that. You know, when it comes to the Oscars, I'll be the first to admit I'm not the one who sees all the movies or have seen them all. I have the ones, if I've seen them, I'm hopeful for, you know, and I think one of the big, you know, we have our nominations for Best Actor and Best Actress, and Ryan Gosling was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Barbie playing Ken, and what is her name?
Margot Robbie.
Thank you. Margot Robbie is not nominated for Best Actress for Barbie. And neither is Greta Gerwig for Best Director for Barbie. And there's a lot of questions there, if you ask me. I'm sorry, but I saw that movie. I was blown away in that movie within 5 minutes of watching it.
Oh, yes.
It is beautifully written. It's beautifully shot. Tongue firmly planted in cheek. And yet, I think Oppenheimer got 13 nominations. Because the two biggest movies this year in the theaters were Oppenheimer and Barbie.
Yes, by far.
And people were just going on about the script and going on about the acting and the colors and everything. The people, all these actors, all these huge stars are in this movie, and it stands for something. And I think it got a total of 5 nominations. And
well, and the fact that Greta Gerwig did not get nominated for Best Director, that's really an insult.
I mean, what, like, here's the
that's really a slap.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to.
Doesn't it just kind of, but the fact that Ryan Gosling actually got nominated kind of plays into the whole pathos of the Barbie movie.
And that's what people are saying right now. They're saying that Greta Gerwig co-wrote and directed a film that was critically acclaimed. It made over $1 billion, and it says it had a great message. And who gets nominated? Ken.
That's a mouthful right there.
And I want
to. That says a lot right there.
And here's what I want to happen. First of all, I want Ryan Gosling to win, because I want Ryan Gosling to win everything, because he and I are best friends. He doesn't know that yet, but we are best friends.
I believe you.
He gives some of the most magnificent acceptance speeches, because he's always very heartfelt. He is very humble. And being that Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig were not nominated, if he wins, I want to know what he will say on stage about that in his way. I don't think he'll shake fists. I don't think he'll swear. He doesn't do that. But I think he'll have some pretty good words to say if he wins. And I'm really hoping that's the case.
Among the nominees for Best Actress for this year's Oscars, Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon, which is a wonderful thing, a Native American actress, and she's supposed to be just wonderful in that. Sandra Hüller from Anatomy of a Fall, Carey Mulligan from Maestro, Emma Stone from Poor Things, and Annette Bening from Naiad. And then for Best Actor, Bradley Cooper, Maestro, Paul Giamatti, The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy, Oppenheimer. Is it not just a lock for him? I mean, Jeffrey Wright, American Fiction, and Colman Domingo for Rustin. Again, some of those films.
Oh, Rustin.
I'm a bad person. I haven't heard of them.
Well, have you heard of, a movie like called The Expendables 4? Or a movie called Ghosted? Or maybe a movie called Meg 2, The Trench?
I watched Meg 2, The Trench.
Oh, okay. I know.
I've fallen in your eyes. I can see it.
Johnny and Clyde, The Mother, Magic Mike's Last Dance. These are just some of the many movies nominated for the 2024 Razzberry Awards.
The Razzies.
The Razzies given out every year to what a group of individuals like to think are some of the worst actors, worst actresses, worst directors, and worst films. And man,
who are the acting nominees?
Oh, let's see here. Worst actor, Russell Crowe, The Pope's Exorcist. Vin Diesel, Fast X, or as my friend calls it, Your Seatbelts. Chris Evans, Ghosted. I like that movie. Jason Statham, Meg 2, The Trench. And John Voight, Mercy. I didn't know he was still alive.
Yes, he's alive.
And then worst actress, Ana de Armas, also Ghosted. Megan Fox, Johnny and Clyde, never heard of it. Salma Hayek's Magic Mike, The Last Dance. Jennifer Lopez, The Mother. Dame Helen Mirren for Shazam Fury of the Gods.
Youch.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what would be great? And Sandra Bullock did this, because Sandra Bullock won a Razzie once and she went and got it.
Yeah. Oh, the Razzies. It was
a brilliant thing.
Yeah. The Razzies have a.
I would love to see Helen Mirren picking up her Razzie.
I think she would. I absolutely think she would. I think Chris Evans would as well. And I think Russell Crowe would do it and just get hammered at the ceremony. So
stay with us. We're going to talk weather when we return. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot will be here for Weather and Wine. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing. Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. So glad you could join us today. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach. Slide C on the board and joining us on StreamYard, Civic Media meteorologist. It's time for Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
We are excellent. I chickened out this morning because I wanted to avoid the icy roads. And It doesn't seem like things have gotten too terribly bad. I do check this 511wi.gov. map that has all of the accidents all over the state of Wisconsin, and there are still a few scattered here and there, Green Bay, Fond du Lac, West Bend, Milwaukee, Madison, but there's only like four or five as opposed to the 15 I was seeing around 7 o'clock this morning. So what are conditions like out there right now?
Yeah, so right now temperature is sitting right at the freezing mark. We're kind of seeing, I'm going to try to explain this to you guys. I wish I had visuals, but warm air rises, right? Mm-hmm. So think of that. So when you have the warmer air, the 30s, pushing into what we had before, it kind of slides up, right? So you kind of imagine the cold at the bottom, the warm air sliding up, and that's how the warm front pushes in. So as it does that, we're seeing mainly rain falling, and then it's hitting the ground and freezing in certain spots. So if the roads are treated, you're fine. But down in Illinois, I was hearing problems of the rain coming down so fast that it was washing the salt off and allowing the ice to accumulate rapidly. Mm. So they got nearly a quarter of an inch into central Illinois. Here for us, though, just some slick and slippery spots. Definitely the ramps around
bridges, right?
Yes, they freeze fast earlier before all the other roads. So we're seeing now, though, a little bit of snow starting to mix in. A little bit of sleet as well into some spots. This is going to continue more or less as we go through the next few hours. It should wind down by 3 o'clock, but we could see a trace accumulate to potentially an inch into some areas. Obviously, if you're by the lake, way less chance for that, but don't be surprised if some sleet and snow accumulations start as we go through the rest of this afternoon.
Brittany, are we talking about the whole state, or is this more a southeastern or southwestern part of Wisconsin?
Sure. So what I'm talking about right now is where if you're in a winter weather advisory, so that kind of extends from Prairie du Chien into Madison, Beaver Dam, Milwaukee, Kenosha, Janesville, those areas I'm talking about today. Up north, I'm in Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Eau Claire. We're going to get our ice tomorrow.
Lucky you.
Yeah. Just a day delayed.
You hate to miss out on it. The rest of Wisconsin is getting it. When are we going to get it?
We'll let you know how it is. It's great. It's slippery.
Oh, goodness. Yes. Please be careful walking around, especially like on your stairs, sidewalks.
Yeah.
Those are treated last.
And Jane, you said you chickened out. I feel like there's no greater proponent of staying home and staying safe in the weather than Brittany Merlot. You didn't chicken out. You're brave.
I elected to stay in the comfort of my own home rather than risk my life on an icy roadway. I disappoint myself. This is the first, I swear to God, you guys, in like 43 years, this is the first time due to weather I have not made it into work. But as I told Greg earlier this morning, my Subaru can get through snow, no problem. I have no issues driving in snow, driving through just about anything. But ice is an entirely different matter. Oh, ice always wins, right?
It does. It's terrifying. I don't mess with the ice. I would have stayed home as well. Good call on that one.
Yeah. You know, you skid into one intersection once, and that's enough to go, yeah, I don't think I want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
So what are we looking at further down the road? I know we had that one stretch of really cold weather. I know there are people who are hoping that that's going to be the last one. Is that really going to be the last one?
That cold potentially, but we're going to have some cold snaps. We're going to have another one around the corner. It's not near. We'll put it that way. We're going to go through foggy conditions by tonight and through tomorrow. Widespread fog as the snow starts to melt. Some flooding potential later on this week with nearly a quarter of inch of rain on top of everything. So this is just this week. By the weekend, we'll get to near 40 degrees.
Wow.
Yes. So still melting. I don't expect much snow to be left by early next week. And then we'll start to moderate our temperatures a little bit.
Well, then at least if it's going to be 40 this weekend, hopefully the snow will come down enough that I can start unplugging my Christmas lights outside because I'm not going to schlep through all that snow right now to unplug them. And one of the outlets is underneath this tree, which is still completely bent over from the snow and the cold. Oh. And it kind of froze like that. So I don't know. I may just leave the. I might be that person. I might just be that person who leaves them up until like April because I can.
True. True.
Well, you're getting real American on us right now. Holy cow. I pay taxes. I leave my Christmas lights up whenever I want. That's right. I said Christmas.
It's America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can do this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have a little hope, at least. Going forward, it sounds like a slower melting.
Of all of us, Jane has hope. Of the four of us right now, Jane is the one with hope.
If you Someone's know me well enough, it. You know how odd that is.
We just got a text from Andrew from Maine that says, Jane, just relabel them as Valentine's lights.
There you go. And it's my Valentine's snowflake.
There you
That's
go.
What I'm going with. That's what it is. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you so much, Brittany Merlot. We always love having you on the show. Greg lights up every time he hears you use alliteration in your weather forecasts.
Woohoo! Right.
Very
Thank
happy.
You.
I love writing.
Don't go away. News is coming up next, followed by the one, the only, the great Todd Alba program from noon until 2. So keep it right here. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. You're digging for gold. You're going away. A fortune and feelings. But someday you'll pay.
Hometown News Talk and Sports Station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Just letting you know that on Wednesday, the 24th, Todd will be back with us live in Wausau. So join us then from noon to 2.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News.